The Russian tanker Renda arrived in Dutch Harbor yesterday afternoon to load gasoline and be inspected before heading through the ice to Nome. The ship was met outside of port at the pilot station where state marine pilots, a Russian agent, and three Coast Guard officials came aboard the vessel. They escorted the tanker to anchor in Dutch Harbor for the port state control exam. Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith says the exam was expected to take 5 hours. After that, the vessel was headed to the fuel dock to load gasoline for another 5 hours. That could take place later this morning. State Marine pilot Captain Peter Garay will be aboard the Renda for the voyage north. He was on the ship yesterday to meet with the captain and crew.
Looks like to me they were quite happy to finally come into port and drop anchor and take a little break from what I think was a long voyage since they started this process in Korea.
Garay has worked with the Renda in the past. He describes the tanker as a workhorse and says she looked the part yesterday.
She's just gotten back from a year-long working up in the Arctic, and it shows. You can see that all the scratches and scarring along the side of her hull bear mute testimony to the environment for which she's been designed to work.
The double-hulled ice-classed tanker made it through the Northern Sea Route twice this summer without icebreaker support. It's gone through more than 9 feet of ice with the help of an icebreaker. After being loaded with 400,000 gallons of gasoline, the captains of the Renda and the Coast Guard icebreaker Healy will meet to prepare for the trip north. Garay says the vessels could depart Dutch Harbor as soon as this afternoon for the 5-day, 800-mile trip to Nome. He estimates 2 days of travel through open water and 3 days through ice. For the sixth time in 7 years, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is projecting a directed commercial fishery for Taku River king salmon in 2012. The department says the number of Taku Chinook should be up from last season. The forecast calls for a run of about 48,000 kings with an allowable catch of about 6,700 for commercial fishermen in Alaska. But fishery manager Kevin Monagle says projections don't always turn into reality.
In some cases, we have had a number similar to this or maybe a little lower to go after, and we've decided to wait till we had in-season information and to make our management decisions based on that information alone, not the forecast.
For example, in 2011, the forecast called for a run of about 41,000 kings with an allowable catch of about 1,500, but a directed fishery was not allowed once managers were able to collect in-season data. Monagle says it can be a difficult fishery to forecast because the Alaska catch is set according to a treaty with Canada, which shares the Taku with the United States, and Canada gets first chance with the fish.
The first 5,000 fish surplus, Canada gets that, and we get none of it. So in recent years, when you have very small surpluses to go after, if the forecast changes even a little bit, 2 to 4%, that U.S. allowable catch goes away.
Monagle says Canadian managers also regulate the Taku king fishery according to in-season data, and that biologists on both sides of the border are in regular communication before and after fishing starts. May 1st is the first day a fishery is allowed to open in Alaska, and Monagle says the department will release more information closer to that date. Oil prices started the new year by rising. Brent crude is at $110.35 a barrel, and West Texas Intermediate crude is at $101.11 a barrel. Gold is up over $30 in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,597 an ounce. Silver up over a dollar, currently at $28.89 an ounce. Petersburg officials are upset with the district attorney's office here in Juneau, and the city council there is planning to take the issue to the governor. The Petersburg city manager and police chief are complaining that too many criminal cases are being dismissed. Local authorities acknowledge the DA has a lot to cover with a lot of territory with just a few attorneys, but they're frustrated with what they say is a lack of communication from the agency. Matt Lichtenstein has more on the story.
In his report to the City Council on December 19th, City Manager Steve Giesbrecht highlighted an increasing rate of dismissals among criminal cases in Petersburg over the past several years. He called the issue troubling.
In 2005, the DA's office dismissed, about 18% of the cases. In 2010, it was up to 30%. And several members of the city council, as well as the chief, went down and met with them, and we were promised a little better results. Year to date, in 11, it's up to 38% dismissal rate. So it really hasn't got any better.
Giesbrecht said he had asked officials with the district attorney's office to come to Petersburg to talk with locals about the issue.
After a series of emails, it became pretty clear they have no interest in coming to visit us at this point.
Giesbrecht acknowledged the DA only had a small staff of three prosecutors in Juneau, and that office is responsible for covering a very large area, most of northern southeast except for Sitka.
They are too busy, but that's not, I hate to say it this way, it's not really our problem. It's an issue where I think, to use the great example, when I suggested that before they dismiss a case or plea bargain it, that they call and talk to the chief and, you know, is there additional evidence we can get? Is there a reason why we don't want it plea bargained? The response we heard was, well, in an ideal world, they would do that, but they just don't have time.
Communication is a big concern for Police Chief Jim Agner as well. Agner said the DA's office does not contact him to let him know if there's something lacking in a local investigation.
Frankly, we don't usually find out until they're dismissed, except through the court. The court tells us after the fact.
The issue prompted Councillor Don Koenigs to encourage the council to go up the chain of command.
To me, it's just horrible. We need help. This is not working. People are not being served. Justice is not being served.
Koenigs suggested staff draft a letter for the mayor and council to send to the governor's office, and Councillor Mark Jensen said they should make reference to the meeting Petersburg officials had earlier with the DA's office.
We were assured that something would have changed. Councillor Braun was there, I was there, Councillor Havlick was there along with the chief, and evidently it was just lip service.
Prosecutors have to consider several factors in pursuing or dismissing a case, according to District Attorney David Brower, who says he will soon be contacting city officials to talk about the local concerns.
We don't generally like to dismiss cases without having some input, but some cases, you know, we resolve and we don't, and perhaps not to the department's thinking, you know, liking, that it got resolved in a different way than that they would have liked to have seen. But we have to make those determinations based on caseload, based on seriousness of cases, and based on the likelihood of prevailing at trial.
The three state prosecutors in Juneau are handling about 600 open cases from across northern southeast right now, according to Brower, who says they want to do the best for all the towns they serve.
You know, we want to serve each community as best we can, and I believe we're doing that. Sometimes everyone doesn't agree. They don't agree with, you know, the way some of the things are handled, but we'll try to maybe, it's a new year, so it's nice to say we have a resolution, or at least to have better communication and try to have cases dealt with that everybody is satisfied with.
Meanwhile, Petersburg City staff are writing a letter of concern for the City Council to send to the Governor's office, and the Council will discuss it at its first meeting in January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
The Alaska Public Offices Commission staff is recommending acceptance of a consent agreement with Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell over campaign disclosure issues. APOC staff concluded that Treadwell did not receive discounts for advertisement services in his election campaign that amounted to a corporate contribution. In November, the panel rejected an earlier consent agreement.